T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, there's a study out there that says that drivers in St. Louis, of the cities studied, are the worst drivers in snow. And the person behind that study is Alan Black, and he is a professor at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, and he joins me here this morning. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. Glad to be here. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm nice and warm and doing okay as we monitor things. And but you say that, you know, I've heard people say St. Louis drivers don't know how to handle the bad weather, and you did a study on that.
So I don't know if they don't know how to handle the weather or if it's a combination of that and some of these other factors. But, yeah, in my research, I found that, I looked at, 13, 14 cities across the U.S., and I looked at something that we just call the relative risk, and it's just asking, how much more likely are you to be in a crash when you have winter weather like we had and are having today? And St. Louis was the area where your crash risk increased the most compared to all the rest of those cities. And so there's definitely something going on in this area, and what it is exactly is still sort of an open question.
And so what cities did you study and compare us to?
Well, I looked at cities from California to New York, places that have different sorts of experience with winter weather. So cities in the South like Atlanta and Little Rock, and then also places Chicago, Minneapolis, New York City, Buffalo, New York, of course, where they have a lot of lake effect snow, Cleveland, Cincinnati, in Ohio. And in the St. Louis area, on a day with snow like we had yesterday and of course, like we're still having today, your crash risk increased 41%. So you were 41%, you had a 40% increase in risk of crash when we had that winter weather. And that was much higher than really every other city out there, where the risk was about, in the neighborhood of maybe 15 to 25% increase. The what is still a really great question that I'm working on. But there's definitely something here in St. Louis.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you think, okay, maybe we've got, the way the roads are, we got some hills, like 44 is always a mess at Antire. There's going to be accidents there, and the topography might be lending itself in places. But every city has that kind of thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I do think the topography is part of it. But, as I watched this unfold yesterday, it reminded me when I was in Georgia in 2014 and they had that big snow jam event in Atlanta, and everybody got stuck out on the roads in just 2 inches of snow. And what happened there sort of seemed like it was unfolding here in St. Louis yesterday. That first flake of snow came down. Everybody sort of said, okay, it's time to go. And then all of a sudden you would just have absolute gridlock because everybody's trying to, schools are closing and dismissing early and people are leaving work. And as soon as you have that first traffic incident, if somebody spins out or if there's a crash, now, the plows can't get through and things start to kind of compound and get worse. And so that's kind of a similar sort of event that I, just jumped out in my memory. It's like, this seems an awful lot like that. One maybe solution here, if that is truly what's going on, is to try to coordinate and kind of stagger, people leaving work so that there's not just this huge rush to the highways.
But it doesn't really tell you necessarily anything about the quality of the drivers at this point.
I'm not going to go on the radio this morning and make everybody
You're all really bad drivers. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to go there. But there certainly is. You do wonder how much of the human component comes into play. The weather's creating the situation that that people are finding themselves trying to drive through. And the number one thing the Weather Service will tell you and the Department of Transportation will tell you is just to slow down. Take it slow. And that's probably the number one thing that you can do, and if you get everybody to kind of no, okay, look, this is going to take a while because it's snowing. If I just take it slow, you know, then you don't have those traffic incidents that lead to these long backups on the highway.
Visiting with SIU Edwardsville Professor Alan Black, who has done a study on drivers in bad weather, snowy weather in particular. Now, does it also possibly say anything? And I know you're still trying to figure all this out, but what could it possibly say? What are you seeing about, like, the work of the road crews, maybe MoDOT and IDOT, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, that, you know, those folks?
You know, I didn't look specifically at, you know, the strategies that the road crews are using. You know, I'll say I think people, I think the road crews around here do a really admirable job. That's a very tough job, planning out, you know, where to go and when and what to, you know, am I putting down salt, or are we going to, you know, pre-treat the roads, things like that. I don't think it has a lot to do with the road crews themselves. But again, I think what it, you know, it, like I said, as soon as you have one of these incidents, then it doesn't matter how many trucks are on the road. If the trucks are behind some giant traffic jam and can't get through, they're not going to be able to do anything to the roads. And then you have people sitting there in these situations where the snow is accumulating around them and they get stuck. And you know, as I was looking at social media and watching the news last night, that seemed like the kind of situations we were encountering where nobody was getting through, regardless of if it was a plow or somebody else. So,
yeah, and that's been the situation on I-44 in particular once again.
Yeah, yeah. I there's people still stuck out there, it seems like, and that's you know something needs to change. And I'd like to hopefully figure out in my research the strategies we can try to mitigate those kind of situations.
Well, Alan Black, keep us up to date as you do that. And thank you very much for joining me this morning. And if you go out today, be careful.
I'm staying in. I'm going to do some shoveling here pretty soon. And thanks for having me.
All right, Alan Black, he's a professor at SIU Edwardsville. Very interesting information about driving St. Louis drivers in the snow, which we all are right about now. It's 6:58. The news is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.